Brick noise cleanup from scratch for modern control with vintage tone. Beginner Ableton live lesson for drum and bass. Alright, let's take an old school break and make it behave like a modern drum recording without deleting the soul. If you've ever dropped an amen or think into a clean roller and thought, this is Vidi, but why does my whole mix suddenly sound smaller and noisier? This is exactly the fix. The core idea is simple. We stop treating the break like one thing. We split it into two jobs. One layer is the clean hit layer, the punch, the snap, the controlled tails. The other layer is the vintage noise layer, the hiss, room, hum, and grain, but reshaped and ducked so it feels intentional. By the end, you'll have a reusable setup you can drop onto basically any break. Let's do it. Step 0. Prep the break like a grown-up. Drag your break into arrangement view on an audio track. Before A processing, get the timing solid. Turn warp on. For a safe starting point, choose Complex Pro. It's usually the most forgiving if you're new. Now set the segment BPM correctly and align bar 1 so the loop lands cleanly on the grid. Now consolidate a clean loop. Grab one or two bars where the break feels steady and not weirdly flammed, then consolidate with Command or Control J. This gives you one clean clip to work with. Quick warp tip. If Complex Pro feels a little smeary and you want more bite, try Beats mode. Set Preserve to Transients. Turn Transient Looping off, and set the envelope around 80 to 100. If you start hearing clicks where the groove loses vibe, just go back to Complex Pro. No ego here, just results. Step 1. Identify what noise actually is. Solo the break and listen like a mixer, not like a fan. Ask 3 questions. Is it mostly top-end hiss, like 8 to 16K? Is there low rumble or turntable hum, like 20 to 120? And does the noise jump up on snare hits, meaning it's baked into the transient and not just living between hits? That third one matters, because if the noise is glued to the transient, hard gating can start sounding fake. We'll still get control, but we'll do it smarter. Step 2. Remove obvious junk first. Surgical but gentle. On the break track, at EQ 8, first move, high pass. Use a 24 dB per octave high pass and start around 25 to 35 Hz. In drum and bass, that space is sacred for your sub. We're not trying to change the break's vibe, we're just removing the stuff that eats headroom and mud as limiters later. If you hear mains hum or low rumble, add a narrow bell cut at 50 or 60 Hz, depending on your region, and maybe also at 100 or 120. Use a tight Q, like 8 to 12, and cut a few dB. Don't overdo it. If you carve too hard, the break starts sounding hollow and weird. Now add utility after EQ and gain stage. Aim for the break peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before heavy processing. This is boring, but it's the reason your saturation and compression won't turn into chaos. Now the key move, split into hits and noise. Duplicate the track so you have two copies. Name the first one break, hits. Name the second one break, noise. We're going to make the hits modern and punchy, and we're going to turn the noise into a controllable ambience layer. Let's build the break. Hits chain first. On hits, add a gate, then EQ 8, then drum bus, and optionally a compressor after that. Start with the gate. The goal is not to create dead silence. The goal is less noise between hits, so it still feels like a continuous performance. Set the threshold so the kick and snare clearly open the gate, but the between hit hiss drops away. A common range is around minus 25 to minus 15, but ignore the numbers and listen for the groove. Set attack fast, like 0.3 to 2 milliseconds, so you keep snap. Hold around 10 to 30 milliseconds to stop chattering. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Shorter release makes it tighter and more modern. Longer release keeps more natural tails. If the break starts sounding like it's being chopped with scissors, your release is probably too short, or your threshold is too high. If you're missing the very front of the transient, enable a tiny bit of look ahead so the gate catches fast hits cleanly. Now a coach move that saves you from hat flutter. In the gate, open the sidechain section and turn on the filter. Band pass it roughly from 120 Hz up to 4K Hz. That means the gate is listening mostly to the body of the kick and snare, not the fizzy top. Your hats will stop accidentally opening and closing the gate, and everything will feel more stable. If you still get tiny clicks at the ends of hits, don't just crank the release. Instead, add microscopic clip fades. In the clip view, add a 2 to 10 millisecond fade out, or use Ableton's fade handles on the consolidated clip. That one tiny move can make gating sound recorded instead of edited. Now EQ 8 after the gate. If the gate made things a bit dull, add a gentle high shelf, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 10K. If it's harsh, do the opposite. a small dip around 7 to 9K with a medium Q like 2 to 3. Then drum bus. Keep it light. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch barely on, like 0 to 10, because this gets fizzy fast. Boom off or very low. Indeed NB, boom often fights the sub and makes your low end messy. Use damp, maybe 10 to 30% to calm excessive top fizz, and transient up slightly, plus 5 to plus 20 for punch. Just remember, more transient can bring perceived noise back, so don't overdo it. Optional, a gentle compressor after drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just glue, not punishment. At this point, the hits track should feel tight, punchy, and way more mix ready. Now let's build the break. Noise layer. The mission here is to turn the break's hiss and room into a texture bed you can automate and shape. Think ambience, not cymbals. On noise, start with EQA to isolate the noise. High pass somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. Keep pushing it up until the kick and snare body disappear. You don't want drum weight here. Then low pass around 8 to 12kHz. Lower equals darker and more tape. Higher equals more hiss. If there's a nasty whistle, notch it with a narrow Q and cut a few dB. Now for control. Sidechain ducking. This is what makes it modern. Add a compressor on the noise track. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to break. Hits. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5ms so it reacts quickly. Release 80 to 200ms. Longer release gives smoother breathing, shorter release gives tighter cleanliness. Set threshold so you're getting about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the hits land. Now the noise will breathe around the drums instead of sitting on top of them constantly. This is one of those changes that instantly makes a mix feel louder and clearer, even if the meters barely move. Now add vibe. Use saturator or pedal. With saturator, try analog clip. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on if it gets spiky. With pedal, try overdrive mode. Keep drive low, like 5 to 15%, and keep tone on the darker side. Important teacher note, saturation can trick you because louder feels better. After the saturator, put a utility and level match. Toggle the saturator on and off and make sure what you're loving is tone, not extra volume. Optional movement, auto filter on the noise. Set a low pass around 7 to 12k, small resonance, and just a tiny bit of LFO if you want life. Tiny, if you hear the filter clearly, it's too much. One more mix saver. Stereo control. If the noise starts smearing your image or competing with your top loops, put utility on noise and reduce width to somewhere between 0 and 50%. Noise that's too wide can make your whole track feel foggy. Now set the noise fader low. Here's a great reality check. In the full mix, mute the noise track. If the drop barely changes, you're probably in the sweet spot. If muting it suddenly makes the whole track feel clearer and louder, your noise was too loud or too bright. Next, arrange it like drum and bass. In the drop, keep the noise lower or duck it harder. Your bass harmonics, rides, and cymbals already fill that region. The noise is just seasoning. In intros and breakdowns, bring the noise up a little, like 2 to 4 dB, or open the low pass so it feels more jungle and atmospheric. Then automate it down into the drop so the mix snaps into focus. A really slick tension trick is to automate the release time on the noise sidechain compressor. Longer release during the build makes a smooth swell. Shorter release at the drop makes it tighten up instantly. It feels like the whole track focuses. For fills, you can do a one-bar grime moment, open the noise low pass briefly, or do a quick band pass like 800 Hz to 6K Hz for that telephone grit, then snap back to normal on the downbeat. Now glue both layers together. Select hits and noise and group them. Name the group break bus. On the break bus, at EQ 8 first, tiny high pass at 20 to 30 Hz. If it's boxy, a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz, just 1 to 3 dB. Then add glue compressor. Try attack 10 ms to keep punch, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flattening. Finally, a limiter as safety. Just catching peaks, maybe 1 to 2 dB max. We're not trying to win loudness here. We're trying to keep your break consistent and controlled. Common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If you overgate, tails get chopped and the break sounds fake. Back off the threshold. Increase hold or lengthen release slightly. Or accept a little room. Silence is not the goal. If you clean the highs too much, you lose crispness and DNB stops feeling exciting. If you boost highs before controlling noise, you'll just amplify hiss. If you saturate the noise layer too much, it becomes fizzy and tiring. And if you don't duck the noise, The constant hiss steals headroom and makes the entire mix feel smaller. Now a quick 15-minute practice you can do today. Pick a classic break, loop two bars at around 170 to 174 BPM, and build this exact hits and noise split. Make three versions. Version A, clean drop, darker noise, heavy ducking. Version B, jungle intro, lighter ducking, brighter noise, slightly louder. Version C, dark tech, very dark noise, low pass around 7K, and more transient punch on hits. Bounce each one and a slash B them with your bass playing. This is how you train your ears to hear how tiny ducking and filtering decisions change the whole aesthetic. Final recap. You get modern control by separating the break into hits and noise. Gate and shape the hits so they're tight and punchy. Isolate and sidechain duck the noise so it breathes, not hisses. Automate the noise. More in intros, less in drops. Then glue both layers on a break bus with light EQ and compression. If you tell me which break you're using and whether you're aiming liquid, roller, neuro, or jungle, I can give you tighter starting values for the gate threshold, the noise EQ crossover, and the ducking release time so it lands in the pocket faster.